What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another recap show. It is Wednesday. Happy hump day. It is March 16th. We're going to be talking about Sunday night's episode of The Walking Dead. The episode was called The Same Boat. It aired on AMC. I have my notes here. I have my digital notes here because an individual named Jesus of thisfunctional.com is like, I can't be on there because I have to get an expensive dinner. But you can go to my Good Shows app and read my notes if you'd like. So I've got him pulled up and giggling in the background. Kristen from AccordingToKristen.com. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
I'm assuming you fell in the same world as Jesus, that you did not take any notes, that now you guys are like, I'm on Good Shows, Mike, too, and you can read my notes, and that's where I can see. Is that you're doing the same thing as Jesus, right?
No, I don't always do that, but this episode, I was like, I started to take notes, and then I was like, oh, fuck it.
Uh-huh, and it seems by the look of it, I'm looking both at y'all's, it's almost like y'all copied each other. Like, what is up with that?
Wait, look at the timestamp.
Okay, I'm just saying.
You have to.
Just saying, it just seems to me that something's up with y'all, but.
False.
All right, so let's talk about this episode. I got to ask you straight off the bat. Scale 1 to 10, what'd you give this episode?
I'm on the fence between an 8 and a 9.
Why are you, one, why so low? And two, why on the fence?
Well, it's not that it's low. And I like the episode. There wasn't anything that I really didn't like about it, except that girl was kind of annoying.
Oh, Paula.
I guess.
That's her name, Paula. She had some issues.
Yeah.
You know, it's obvious that she was picked on as a secretary back in the days. It looks like she worked for the government of some sort.
Yeah.
And hated weak people. I don't know. I think that was all a front. I don't know. I don't know what to think about Paula. Either way, it doesn't matter because she became zombie food, which was awesome. But no, but when I asked you, you kind of you paused.
Well, because Carol, Maggie, and Rick, who were, I mean, I guess the main people in this episode, not even that Rick was in it, but he's just a badass.
Right.
So I'll count him as being part of it.
Okay.
But their performances were amazing.
Yes.
So in that way, I want to give it a 9. But that one girl, that one group of people was, they were annoying the shit out of me.
Well, you know, I mean, so that's why you would give it an 8? Because then, I mean, I would think that you would give them a high score because those characters actually annoyed you. Like your emotions, it seems like your emotions were like, oh, I want to choke them and oh my God. And da, 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 da.
No,
you just got annoyed by Paula and her group.
Yeah. They just annoyed me.
What was so bad about me? Paula, you could tell the old lady, she was a dead woman walking. She was pretty much coughing up blood.
Oh my God.
She was annoying too, though.
I would have killed her immediately. Like, don't come coughing over here.
She's dying not because of anything contagious, woman.
I know, but still, that's fucking nasty.
What'd you think about the dude? What was his name? Don? Donnie? Whatever the hell his name is. The guy that got shot in the arm by Carol.
What a pain in the ass.
He was kind of a douchebag.
God. He's like, that bitch shot me. Yeah, but what were you doing?
Exactly. Reaper? That's why he's dead, too.
Exactly.
And what did you think about the chick that Maggie was having a heart-to-heart conversation?
I thought it was funny how they paired her with Maggie with that girl. And Carol with the other one.
Why?
Because they were, are you ready?
Yes.
In the same boat.
very good.
Do you like that?
Do you think that's why the episode was called that way?
I think it is.
That Carol.
Because if you think about it, the girl that was talking with Maggie was talking about that she was pregnant and she lost the baby.
Right.
So she was kind of jealous of Maggie that Maggie was pregnant. Or thought she was stupid.
And then the same thing, maybe with Paula, she was weak and
she says she had kids.
Right.
She says she had girls.
And then also,
so I think she related to Carol because Carol had a daughter and lost her.
Ah, very good, Kristen.
See, I have my moments.
You do have your moments. It's not very rare, but yeah, that's very good. That's why the episode was called The Same Boat.
According to me.
According to Kristen. Hey, there's another
like
one.
That? Oh, my God. I'm on a roll.
You better slow down. Jesus. Well, you know what? I mean, yeah. I mean, I think that whole group, the other – I don't know what to think about them. Because, you know, while I was watching it, I was thinking to myself, man, these saviors are pussies. And then I started thinking, are they, is that what they want us to think? Do they want me to think like, oh, Rick's group's going to walk all over them. And then all of a sudden, bam, Negan's going to come around and just start bashing people in with baseball bat.
Oh, my God.
Or does Negan's group have no chance against Rick and the group? I mean, it's obvious that Paula was, you know, she was definitely trying to second guess Rick and trying to figure it out. And, you know, and when that guy was like, oh, we can take him. And she's like, no, they went in there and took out everybody and got the guns. Mm-hmm. So these guys are badass. But, yeah, I don't know what to I was like, okay, because, you know, I got worried because when they were doing the walkie-talkie talk and they're like, switch over to Breaker 9-5 and then code where, I was like, oh, shit, these people are like really.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Exactly. But then they did it. I'm so confused.
I know.
I don't know. But
the thing is that we don't know how big that group is.
It's true.
So they might be like the low men on the totem pole. Like they know their shit with the walkie-talkies and stuff, but. With everything else. I mean, she was like second guessing everything.
Yeah. So maybe she wasn't as much of a leader as she. And then, you know, what's her face? The other girl got her finger cut off for stealing gas. So maybe they were. Maybe they were just like little pond. What is it called? Little pond? Little fish?
Yeah.
In a pond? There you go. Maybe that's what it was. And they're making. I don't know. I have a feeling that that's. I'm not going that route. I am still worried about Negan and his crew.
Me too.
I'm a little concerned.
I don't like how the two people that were in the Saviors, like the one that Rick and them had, and then I think it was the smoker.
Yeah, the old lady.
That were saying we're all Negan. I'm like, wait, hold on. What? Oh,
so what do you think? What do you think that deal is? Because I kind of briefly, I'm going to read Jesus's point. Well, his freaking essay that he had. I mean, I don't understand how he wrote this much when this episode, it was like the last 20 minutes that were just like, holy crap balls. But, of course, Jesus probably trying to outright you maybe on good shows. I don't know. What do you think that is? What do you think we're all Negan?
I can't even begin to predict what's going to happen with that. I don't know what they meant by that. I have no idea.
I don't know. Maybe Negan just thinks he's that good and has such a big head that that's his way of maybe – getting everybody together, like, we're all Negan. This is a way of life. I don't know. That's when they started spitting that crap out. I was like, oh, shoot, is Negan going to be almost like a cult?
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. That's just his way of just keeping control of the people. But I don't know. I don't know. But like I said earlier, the last 15, 20 minutes, I mean, Jesus, Jiminy Cricket. I mean, even in the beginning of this, when Carol starts having that panic attack.
Yeah.
I was like, geez. And then the way she played it off, I was like, oh my God, she's so good.
Yep. I was like, I was watching it with my mom, and she's like, I can't tell if she's really freaking out. And I'm like, no, not freaking out.
She played it so well. And then when
she
gets herself free, and then she goes, helps Maggie. And Maggie's like, what the fuck? How'd you get out? And she's like, hello, I'm Carol. Hello. So then they get to, and then, but did you see that coming? With Maggie being so aggressive and, you know, Carol's like, we got to go. She's like pulling a Morgan and Maggie's flipped and is like, no, we're going to fix this. Did you see that? Do you blame her?
Do I blame Maggie for?
Yeah. For being that way. That's what I'm asking.
No, like, no. Cause I think they're just to that point where it's either like kill or be killed.
So you don't think you think there's a bigger picture. You don't think that just Maggie was just being selfish and like, screw this, you almost killed my baby and me and my baby?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I mean, they captured them and they weren't, like, going easy on them. So I think she felt she had to if they were going to get out. Plus, she has to look out for herself even more now because she has the baby.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely a big mama bear in self-defense mode. That's what, you know.
I like how she headbutted that girl, though.
Dude, she was like, I've never, and you know, and this episode, when they're walking down the hallway, like through the smoke, I was like, okay, maybe I like Maggie now. You know, because lately I've just been like, she dies. Okay, it's okay. As long as it's not Carol. But, you know, this one here, I was like, she really stepped up.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that part of it is that she made that deal and got him in that situation and then got caught and all that stuff. I don't know.
You know, the one thing that confused me, though, was, I love Carol because I think she's such a badass and she knows how to play both sides.
Right.
But in this episode, I wasn't understanding why she was so conflicted all of a sudden. Like, she's never been like that before.
I think it's just
and
taking
then
a toll.
All of a sudden, it's like...
I think it's just taking a toll. I mean, I think we see it when she's writing the numbers in the book. You know, I think it's fine. And I think Morgan has something to do with it also.
I think it also has to do with them getting so comfortable over the past few months, like mm-hmm. after that big fight.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've gotten so comfortable and she's making her little cookies and shit that she's getting comfortable in that lifestyle again.
See, I don't know. I just think that she just got, reminded. I think she's trying to do that. And then when Rick comes back, he's like, we got me to church. We're going to fight. She's like, oh, shit. You know, and then Morgan always popping out of bushes. Hey, you're doing the wrong thing.
It's your fault, too.
Everybody can change. So then it's like you keep hearing it.
Yeah.
You know, and then her keeping track. It's got to have been bothering her for a while now if she's keeping track in this little diary.
Yeah.
And then she finally owns up and tells Maggie. Maggie's like, shut up. I don't want to hear it. Don't blame yourself. We got to get into killing mode. And they kill everybody.
Yep.
I loved it. I loved that ending. I loved when freaking Maggie used the gun and bashed it in that old woman's face.
Oh, my God.
Carol pushes that chick through the Paula through the spike, and then the zombies get her face and like. Oh, she was. Oh, man. It was awesome. And then what'd you think about the kill room?
Oh, my God.
Jeez. That was
genius.
Human s'mores.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, they're going to come out and shoot. That's what I thought they were going to do. And then when she shuts the door and which shows you another thing. I mean, but I guess maybe the Saviors had no clue. Like, you know, they were just talking on the walkie-talkie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. It just seemed to me like they just came running in and they're like, is this where we're supposed to be? I think so.
Well, to me, everyone that has been a part of the Saviors has been dumb as shit.
Right.
Because the guys that were on the street that Daryl blew up, I mean, they were fucking stupid. They all had guns, and they couldn't take three people.
And even the old lady said it. She's like, I bet you they're just tried putting on a big old show.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, and maybe the writers are trying to make us feel like Alexandrians. Like, oh, we got this. This is going to be easy. And then before you know it, bam, Glenn's dead.
No.
Woo!
Stop it.
Nero gets shot in the head by Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Rick's leg tells about the back. I already told you I found it. I'm sorry I had to end this way. But did you see Carol holding the rosary beads so tight the blood was coming out of her hand?
Yeah.
Dude, and that's, you know what? And I'm cool. Like right now I'm like, okay, Carol's got some stuff she's got to work through. Cool. Mm-hmm. I don't think Carol, let's put it this way. I don't think she's a Morgan status yet. Like I don't think Carol will let somebody get eaten because she's hesitating.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't think so. So I'm cool, but I am a little concerned. If Morgan gets to her and eats some cookies next to her, it could cause some problems.
And didn't she told one of them to run? And then she was like, I told you to run. Yeah. What are you talking about?
That's Morgan. No running. That's Morgan.
I know.
Sorry ass. And then Morgan's working on some kind of cell. You know he is.
Yeah.
Saw him doing it. I'm going to go to Good Shows app. People, if you have an iPhone, you should go there and download this app. We all write on there. Mike the Movie Guy is me, and Kristen is Kristen0409. Is that what you are?
Yes.
And then Jesus, he's a fellow podcaster, blogger as well. He couldn't be with us. He wanted to, like I said, but he's like, I got scallops to eat or something. Blah, blah, blah. You know, Mr. L.A. But he goes by Dysfunctional on Good Shows. If you go to Good Shows, go to the App Store, Apple Store, download Good Shows, and you can join the conversation. If you're a fan of TV, movies, got to check out this app. It's totally cool. So 2 days ago, he posted this up. It said, I had to sit back and take in what I just saw when this episode ended. I'm not going to say, quote unquote, girl power for this episode because Carol is just beyond amazing. Well, then that would be girl power.
Yeah.
Right?
Damn, Jesus.
Right. Come on, Jesus. Carol's just beyond amazing. We totally agree. She transcends the gender and is strong, not just as a woman, but as a person. Good start, but it seems like Maggie and Carol are in trouble when the episode starts. Carol is smart. Maggie has guts, but that may be a bad thing at the moment. Okay, you're just repeating what the episode is, Jesus. Rick is a smug prick. What? But that smug comment made her look like more of a prick. What? Rick is not being a smug. Rick's being Rick.
Jesus is fired.
Jesus, I should somehow see. I gotta see if Good Shows will just delete his account. does Carol have a plan? It seems like Carol has a plan, and it scares her to go back to that fierce Carol that can take a life with no remorse. or is she just nervous? She's not nervous. Carol's never nervous. Rosary. Or was that, what is this? Rosara? Oh, and you're one of the, I don't know what the hell that is. Rosary? Who's that? She's talking about the rosary beads? Oh, and one of those comments was funny because I thought, I think everyone knew what she was going to use that for, although I was hoping for a quick stab to someone's neck with the cross. Oh, she's talking about the rosary beads. She's appealing to their emotions. It's clear that Carol isn't just a badass. She's smart and still human. I don't know if she's still human. This part is fantastic because it made me feel like she's got the whole other level to her. She knew the sympathy. She knew the sympathy she would be able to get through being the frightened bird. That was annoying me. That old lady, when she called her the frightened bird, I was like, bitch, you're going to get yours.
I know, for real. Like, bitch, don't you know who you're talking to?
You're talking to her like a hawk. she played them all for fools. And I loved it. I loved it when Paula realized, you're like, oh, shit, you're not even the bird, the wounded bird or whatever you want to call it. Maggie made a choice. Makes her different from a walker. She tried to build something in a world where walkers only destroy. He's trying to be all. Here we go. Carol gains their trust. Then when you know it, they are screwed. We all Negan. What does that mean? I think it's a way of life. It's almost kind of like, you know what, Jesus? Because I know you're going to listen to this. Because you don't watch Gotham, do you, Kristen?
Sometimes I do.
Jesus Christ.
That's terrible. That is terrible. Sorry.
But did you see the Joker episode?
I think so.
When the Joker and then all these people in Gotham start laughing and it's the Joker is like a way of life.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking Negan is. I think that's what Negan wants him to think. It's like a way of life. That's what I think it is.
You're probably right.
Carol and Maggie use Negan's own dead people against them. And then this episode is hot, up in flames, hot. What is he trying to write porn? Carol and Maggie use Negan's own dead people against them. And this episode is hot. Up in flames hot. Yeah.
It's like a poem. Okay. It's very poetic now.
There it is. Can't wait for the next episode. Totally agree. We didn't really need to see what the group was doing to save them. We got the story that we deserved and the Carol that fans just enjoy watching. I would agree. And then Kid Sid left a comment here. We are all Negan. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? and then Jesus responded, I was like a cult in the zombie apocalypse. Really? And then Kid Sid said, haha, I wish Rick shouldn't have shot that guy in the end. It is very high time that they need to know more about Negan. I think he was going to be more of a pain in the ass. And you know Rick. You know, it's like, I'm trying to talk to you. You don't want to talk to me?
I told him.
I'm glad Rick did it. Sorry, Kid Sid. And then this, and Jesus says, I like the buildup. It should be the season finale where they meet him. Yeah, we got three more episodes left.
Oh my God. No.
Can you believe that? Three.
That means three episodes of me having anxiety because they're not showing fucking Negan. He better not kill Glenn or Daryl.
Do you think? I mean, Jesus is thinking finale. I mean, I think we've kind of said it a couple of times. Finale. Do you think we'll finally get a glimpse of Negan?
I think if we catch him sooner, mm-hmm. like if he comes out sooner, mm-hmm. then the finale is going to be one of the characters dying. That's what I think.
I you know what? I could see that. But I'd be happy with the finale. We see Negan, then someone dies, like Glenn.
Yeah, I would too, because then the next season will start off with Negan, and I'm sure that's going to be just craziness. So I'd be okay with that too. But if we do see him sooner, I'm pretty sure the finale is going to be somebody dying.
All right. Well, we got three more episodes, and so we'll be recapping as we go along. Brancy, who's a fellow podcaster with us, she couldn't join us. I guess they're coming back from their Icon convention.
Yes.
One Tree Hill. I guess they were supposed to leave on time, and of course they don't because they're women. But it's okay because you and I, you know, we did it with Jesus's.
I'm on time.
Masterpiece. Don't forget, people, good shows. Go to the App Store, Apple Store, and download it absolutely free. And then you can follow us, leave comments. Y'all can leave comments on Jesus and be like, what are you talking about? So that's pretty much it, right?
Yes.
You gave this. So now, after we've talked about it, are you 8 or 9?
I'm you hate halves, but I'm going 8.5. I'm going to go in the middle because I can't decide.
For me, I think I'm going to go with 10 would be just like, I would probably give it like a really high 9. Like it was like, it wasn't like, like the episode
where
Sam died and all that shit happened and then the slice. Yes. That was a 10, okay?
That episode was like a 20.
Yeah, this one here was really, really good. You know, because I thought it was going to be like, okay, it's going to be kind of calm, you know, and the group's going to come save. But then that whole part where these two just become, oh, man. And then the burning out in the kill room, I was just awesome.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So I think that was really good. So we'll be back next week, right?
Yes.
3 more episodes, people. And then, of course, we're going to be recapping Fear of the Walking Dead. So I know the recapped it was with me, you, Brancy, Jesus, and even Brianna.
Yes, Brianna was there. She's probably going to be with us again.
So if you want to check out some of the old recap shows, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. They're all there. Did you put them on your channel yet or no?
No.
I don't think so, right?
No.
Sorry, people. So that's where you can go. You can go to mine and check it out. Kristen, tell people, let the internet know where they can find you.
I am on accordingtokristen.com, on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409, and on Facebook at According to Kristen.
Sweet. And for me, you can check me out. iWatchMike.com is my blog. iWatchMike on Facebook. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. And don't forget, people, go to Good Shows, download the app absolutely free, and follow us, and let's talk The Walking Dead. Say goodbye.
Bye.